Start recording here just so we got our. Oh, Keith is coming in here.
Hello there.
And we got to do speaker view, not gallery view, so that it shows one at a time. There we go.
Jordan?
Yes.
I was just listening to Ramakant video, a little bit of it, and he said that spirit has these impressions from the body laid upon it or something, and the spirit is, its nature is to like be, I don't know, be affected, or I don't know if that's a would be a proper word. So it's kind of, and then it made me think that, so it's not so much that spirit's going to do anything to help us in the our illusory sense, but if we get, if we remove the layers of illusion, then it just makes itself apparent.
Yes, there's no difference between you and spirit. And spirit, presence, I am, sense of existence, whatever you want to call it. There's no difference between you and that. You are that. The layers of illusion are the things that distract you from the reality and cause you to believe that you're something. Yeah. You're nothing.
Yeah.
And that's why we keep our eyes on presence, or we keep the sense of presence, sense of existence, the just I. And then you know that everything appears on that, so you don't have to go chasing things that are appearing. And the only thing that you're directly perceiving is presence. And then, of course, you know, oh, so that I am that. This presence has appeared. This presence will disappear. When the presence disappears, the world also will disappear. But that to whom the world has appeared and the presence has appeared and disappeared doesn't disappear. That's the reality. The entire world appeared in your spontaneous presence. And Maharaj says about what you impress reflects. And that's the concepts, the ideas, and the beliefs you're holding about yourself in the moment reflect in your so-called experience of I am someone having these experiences. If you know you're nothing, then there'll be no experience for you.
It's sort of like a hall of mirrors or something that's so, you know, it just, the mirrors, there are the images in the mirrors, get a, somehow a feeling is produced that that's what's real, or the images think they know something that is real, but it's really not, they're not there at all.
Well, the primary illusion is the perception of presence. And on this presence, the entire world appears. So even this presence, which has appeared, okay, presence is kind of the, they talk about the deer and the fragrance from the deer, and the deer that chases itself wondering what this fragrance is. Well, this sense of presence has appeared, and the entire world has appeared on that, and it happened spontaneously. there wasn't a chance to say, oh, here's presence, and no, boom, presence, world, boom, that's it. I exist. And that's the concept of duality. I exist. That to whom the sense of existence appeared obviously existed, but did not know of its existence until the sense of existence appeared. And then it formed the I exist.
So it's like the sense of presence is the first step into knowing either yourself or other, and your self becomes like it becomes like an other also, along with everything else.
Well, and again, it's like Nisargadatta Maharaj says that the door to the I am, you know, and one way is illusion and one way is reality. And this I am, this sense of existence, this sense of presence, that's the direct perception. Your selfless self perceives this sense of presence. And then on this sense of presence, the entire world appears with you as a apparent object within it. It's not true. You remain with your selfless self. And by remaining with your selfless self, you are that. You are that that is directly perceiving presence. You are more subtle than presence because this presence has appeared to you. So now that's where you remain. That's where you understand, oh, I am not body. I was not body. I'm not going to remain the body. Presence has produced this illusory world and this body-based sense of existence, but you are not that. And mind, ego, intellect came along with the body, so you can remove that. All your knowledge came along with the body, you can remove that. All the body relations came along with the body, obviously. Mom, dad, family, all these concepts came along with the body. You remain concept free. By remaining with the sense of presence, the I am, the I exist, the just I, all secrets are revealed because, again, it's like a black hole. It sucks in everything. There's nothing. At the end of every experience, there you are. As Maharaj says, when all experience ends, there you are. You can, and you can do this in meditation, you can basically put the sight of presence without the senses, but just this subtle, subtle sense of I, just this sense I exist, just I, glimpses of I, as Maharaj calls it. And this also, the attention can be removed from this. But now this one who's using attention to directly perceive the sense of presence on which the entire world has appeared can now also sort of withdraw this attention. When I say withdraw the attention, you're sitting, you're sensing, you're just presence, just I.
Remains itself, it withdraws and then remains itself.
Yes, formlessly, just formless. And then the attention is released. And now there's nothing. Where is the questions? Where is the so-called trouble? Where is the good thing, bad thing? Where's the otherness? Nothing is there. Nothing.
I was feeling really independent of knowledge yesterday. But somehow, I guess, gradually, somehow I worked my way back into thinking I know something or other. I'm not sure how. You can't really seem to catch that happening.
Sure you can. The moment you say, I think, in order to think, there has to be a thinker. There's the form of a thinker, thinking a thought, creating form. If you remain formless, how would you think? So if I have a thought, I can say, oh, it looks like I have lost my formlessness. I need to remain with my selfless self. The space in the room doesn't have thoughts. That's why Maharaj says, if at all you want to compare yourself to sky or space. So anytime that I get caught up in these so-called thoughts or thinking, or I say, oh, this is happening, oh, it's just because I'm adding things to myself that don't need to be there. I'm more like sky or space. And then I know that sky or space, I look at the sky, there's clouds in the sky. There can be thunderstorm in the sky, but sky is sky. Sky is unaffected by the thunderstorm, by the wind, by the clouds, by the sun. Nothing is affecting this sky. You're more subtle than sky because you can perceive sky. You're more subtle than presence because you can perceive presence. And presence is arising from that source of all things. Spirit clicked with the body and you say, I. And from this body-based perspective, you see around, oh, all these things, but you're not a thing, you're formless. And anytime you lose touch with your formless nature, you just say, oh, okay, would the formlessness be worrying about such a thing? I'm formless, so this body seems to be going through these things, but I'm formless, so it obviously doesn't affect me. Every time I speak, I want to speak from the formless presence. The formless presence is not having any difficulties, is not having a good day or a bad day. No one is insulting or praising this formless presence. How? In order to have praise or insult, you have to have a hook to hang, and therefore you create a form of I am somebody to which these insult or this praise is happening. It's not true.
Om Guruji. It's that space in between breaths. That's where we are, you know? How do we explain that? So not. This body is trying to assist this body's mother in understanding where I abide, where I spend most of my time. It's hard for this body to call my mother mom, so I have lost that. I call her beautiful, so she is slowly trying to catch up to me. And I told her today, she doesn't understand the the idea of removing concepts. So I told her today it was similar to arriving a party early and leaving your jacket in the room. And then at the end of the party, going back to pick up your jacket and you see a million jackets on top of yours. And how do we get to the substratum, that pure thing that Guruji John talks about? You have to slowly remove all these jackets with delicacy, you know, and awareness, knowing that there's one jacket, put it on the side until you reach at least that I am, that doorway that Master Nisargadatta used to talk about. So, yeah, you know, hopefully that helped her a little bit, you know. It's time to leave the party, you know? Go beyond even that last jacket, that jacket that you think is yours. You know, there's something underneath that jacket, you know? And it's all you guys. It's that thing that connects us all, and that's awesome. That's the only time I talk about it is now, so thank you very much.
Kind of funny, I was having an argument with my brother yesterday. I don't see him all that often, but anyway, I was trying to, I just said that everything, he has a scientific mind. I was telling him that everything is now, and that when something in the past was being experienced that was now, it was still now, it just was a past now, but it was still now. And he was arguing that the past, like the past really existed or something. I told him it seemed to me it's apparent that there can only be now, one now. I guess he thinks that there's many nows or something.
Only an illusion can there be now, because there's nothing. You have time and a sense of now because of having a body form, and I am somebody experiencing time. But prior to being this, there's no now. There's no concept of time.
Right, right.
There's no anything except an illusion. And once you're in illusion, then there's no right, no wrong. I think Maharaj says this. There's no true, no false, because it's an illusion. And the more we speak about illusion, the more we just impress illusory concepts, because we have to grab for concepts to speak about illusion, because we're speaking about something that is not. Even our own self, the child of a barren woman, is now speaking about the life of this child of a barren woman. The child that is not born is speaking about how it's experiencing its existence. And then it hears it's unborn and it says, oh, I need to find this unbornness in my own self. But there is no own self. There is nothing.
Makes you laugh.
Yeah, it's enjoy the play. Like Maharaj says, do your job, do your duties, do everything to the best of your ability. But no, it's entirely illusion. Nothing to give yourself away for. Fake notes. He talks about the story of the guy who he has all these notes and he thinks, ah, oh, I'm a very rich man. And then he goes and, oh, look, it's all fake notes. You're not rich. Even though the guy spends all day like stacking these notes and looking at his money and all this. And he goes to somebody and he says, oh, these are fake notes. Like Civil War dollars, basically, you know? It's like, hey, these are completely worthless now, so enjoy. But the entire world is illusion. So nothing, there can be nothing gained, nothing lost. Yet you do the best you can, do your job, do your duties while you're using this body, spontaneous actions in the moment, without taking the touch of doership. Because how can you be doing anything? You're formless.
I could have told my brother that, well, there's no noun, there's not even any you, you don't exist. And he would have loved that.
Well, I mean, the concept of all one energy and that everything is just this energy, you could say, but again, you can only say this within the illusion of the body-based existence. Mm-hmm. So what's the use of speaking about it? Your brother's not your brother. It's another lump of goo with a name that is just a body factory of two lumps of goo get together, create a lump of goo, label that lump of goo. That lump of goo goes on to find another lump of goo and create more goo. And that's it. No father, no mother, no sister, no brother, no nothing. Because it's all in the illusion. The five elements doing their dance, and then you're saying, I'm doing something because of identification with the body form that you are not. We're not and will not remain. Nothing is there.
Where is the question of now?
There is no question of now.
Entertaining, at least.
Yeah. We can say, okay, present moment and all this stuff, but you need a body, you know, a local identification, a body in space that can you can measure time. Time being my distance from doing this to that and my life, which is the birth of time, because I believe I'm a body. Therefore, I believe that the body is experiencing, growing and living and having years. But all of this is occurring within the spontaneous presence. And you're more subtle than this presence. And all of the activities that occur within presence, when presence is no more because this body can no longer sustain this essence, that's it.
Home. Back home.
And there's nothing lost because it never was.
Keith, it's kind of like those jackets I talked to my mom about, to this body's mother. If you ask every visitor of that party, when did they arrive, according to their jacket, it is now. So if your scientific brother looks at that pile of jackets, there's a million nows in that spontaneous moment that Guruji John talks about. So, you know, that's what makes that pile of jackets is what makes the illusion. that's Maya right there, you know? And, I think that's a good metaphor for your brother too, you know? For everyone, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know? Because, you know, everyone, when did you arrive? Now, when did you arrive? Now, where's your jacket? Here, here, now, here. And, you know, everybody's telling each other that they've arrived now. And in that, when, in the now, like Nisargadatta says, when, now, when were you born? Now, when will you die? Now, you know, when do I listen to Guruji John? Now, you know, so.
I was telling my girlfriend that I don't know exactly when, it's not up to me to like go to the bathroom and relieve myself. Indeed. And when I actually do relieve myself, I can't narrow it down to an exact time.
Mm-hmm.
It can only be now. But, you know, even like John said, even now is that's still taking a stance in the illusion if you're saying there is a now.
Indeed.
Yeah, you have to take a local identification to have a now. And you are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain the body.
I try to get a so feeling.
How would the space or the sky have a now?
Trying to get a feeling, her to get the feeling that there is, you know, no time, no one time or another, and then maybe that she might get a sense of that there is, you know, no now either. You know, just no, it doesn't make any difference what you call it. It's whatever it is.
I mean, you sit in meditation and you understand your formless nature. And then it's, okay, this presence, entire world has appeared on presence. It just dissolves all questions. It dissolves all concepts. It's, there's no body. There just isn't. And as you remain with your selfless self, this thought flow that keeps trying to pressurize you into your limited existence through concepts and through understanding yourself through the body and mind, this dissolves too. You no longer have this thought flow of like crushing you into a limited body base and saying, you are this. You're nothing. You're space, speaking, listening, but no concept of something here, like nothing, like until you can look at yourself and see, okay, on this video, there's no identification even with the image that's being reflected. It's just, okay, this is, because there's no mind flow with identification sitting there saying, I am someone, or I am somebody else. Nobody.
Om Guruji, Om.
reminds me, I didn't shut mine off either.
Base right now goes off.
Hi, sir. This is Ellen. I'm calling to check on you. I hope everything is fine. Call me out. Good night.
And.
My mind wants to tell me that something happened there. In language terms.
It's that second jacket. Go back to the first one. We're okay.
I used to talk. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I still, when I think about it, I'm thinking about being, and I used to think that there had to be two types of being, the open, undefinable being, which is the real being, and then the being that I have the impression that is there because of language, and it's only defined being, but it's not really being, because it depends on being defined, it's not really anything. It's just like a circle of definitions making more definitions.
Being is formless presence.
But all that form,
there's no attribute.
The ability to get an impression that there is something according to definition,
definition within the illusion, you can sit here and say, okay, presence, being, just I without anything. And everything appears from here. So this to whom this sense of existence, this just I, this glimpses of I has appeared, that's your own selfless self. Remain there. Discard this sense of being by remaining with your selfless self. Withdraw the attention from being, and all that there is all that there is. There's nothing else. It's not you and something. That's the birth of duality. You perceiving being, perceiving I am, perceiving the sense of existence, perceiving presence is the birth of duality.
Zero.
And I believe it said presence, consciousness, because all this appears on this. If you're worshiping, worship that as the master. That is the guru. Because that's kind of the only way that the guru and the master can be, is within this bubble of illusion, which has appeared on presence. That you are